Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.
Joel Creasy's here.
I wish this guy was here every day.
Oh,
Joel,
thank you. Good morning.
You're just there's a ray of sunshine burst into our studio.
I think it's lovely to be here.
But and you are one of the most in demand men in the industry.
Well, that's how I spin it. That's really how I spin it. I spent the week at home on the couch, but thank you.
But, you know, just glam everything up.
I know. Yeah.
You say that, but obviously I want to plug Melbourne Comedy Festival coming up. Joel Creasy,
going on
Drink,
tour.
Slay, Repeat.
Yep.
Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.
Sounds
don't
like
miss
my,
Joel at the Comedy Festival.
That's the whole show.
But also, Mardi Gras, this Saturday night.
Yes.
No, Sunday night.
Sunday.
It's Saturday night. The parade's actually on Saturday night. But yeah, it airs
goes
on
into Sunday.
Sunday night. Yeah, it is a very long parade. Because you know the gays, we're very inclusive. So we include everybody. And it's so much fun. I'm excited. Last year we had Cher.
Wow.
That yeah. was huge,
that's right.
Do you know what? I thought maybe you're very close, and maybe not this year because it's short notice, but to getting Lady Gaga.
I have texted her. She's not responded. I feel like she maybe had something on in the last 48 hours.
Send her a tweet.
Did you see her with Bradley at the piano?
Very full on.
Wasn't it?
I know. I'm not sure how I feel. I mean, it was an amazing performance, but like if I was Bradley's, is it wife or girlfriend in the crowd? I would have clawed her eyes out for sure.
I know. But I've said this. She's a supermodel.
Yes.
I just figure she's okay.
She doesn't care.
It doesn't matter on looks. It's what the connection is.
Oh, but she's
and I think that Gaga and Bradley have got that.
I desperately want them to get together. Yeah. That is my dream. But I also kind of want to just be with Lady Gaga like every other gay man. We're like, you know, I just want to marry Lady Gaga.
Did you hear what Gaga said about Mardi Gras on the weekend?
I'm wondering if there's a message that you can send to everyone who's on their way to Mardi Gras.
What I would love to say is one of the hardest things in life is to be brave enough to be yourself. I wish to everyone that is going to that celebration to feel a joy inside of them.
Oh, thank you, Lady Gaga. Yes. I can't wait to feel a joy inside of me on the weekend.
And you're working with the beautiful Miff Warhurst.
Oh, well, not for my... Well, I do Eurovision with
Eurovision.
Exactly.
Yes.
Who I just adore. Isn't Miff the best?
She is, honestly, the best person I've ever worked with, the nicest person on planet Earth.
Isn't she divine?
I grew up loving her on TV, so I do very much have, like, you pinch myself that I get to work with her.
I worked with her on Triple M when I first met her, when she was with Pete.
Yeah,
lovely. Best host I've worked with.
Oh, she's so lovely and she's so real. We spend New Year's Eve together every year now. We're like best mates.
That's so good.
Just get loose.
So you're going. So we're going to do Mardi Gras into Eurovision.
Into Eurovision, with Kate Miller-Heinke.
And then tour.
Yes, and then I'm on tour. Yeah. Wow. And I'm also doing Show Me the Movie at the moment.
You are?
Yeah,
with Rove. Now, that's starting this weekend?
Yeah, so it's on Thursday. So they've moved us around.
That's tomorrow.
They're moving everyone around. Bloody maths.
I know. Bloody maths. No, I don't even watch it.
Go away, maths.
Innes. Who are the Innes's? I'm furious at it.
Innes. And now there's Sorrel.
I'm furious at these people. I have no idea who they are. I can't wait to bump into them at the Cup or something and they'll get probably like a better marquee than
They'll be in the we'll be in the Tab Corp and they'll be in the Emirates.
Every year there's a fresh batch of maths contestants for me to compete with.
Now, let's talk comedy festival because we want to send people to your show obviously get lots of tickets.
Please.
What can we expect from Joel Creasy?
A lot of comics do these really political shows or shows that will really like change the way you view a world event and you like really learn something. If anything, you'll leave my show dumber. I don't do any of that political stuff.
Even if I win?
Probably, actually. It's just an hour of sassy, salty, gossipy stories, you know, just told by your BFF. So, yeah. And I have a rule that if you buy a ticket to my show, you are safe. It's anybody outside those four walls. We're talking about everybody. It's a bitch fest.
Let's go then.
Yeah, every night.
We might be
every
night we'll be there.
Oh, yeah, just to cover your asses.
Just
to cover our asses. Yeah, I name and shame.
Joel, you're divine. Thank you so much for coming
Good luck,
in
bro.
Today.
Pleasure. Happy Mardi Gras, guys.
Yes,
I know.
Can't wait to
have
watch.
A great night this weekend.
We don't do anything else.
What are you wearing, actually? Have you got your outfit?
I'm wearing gold. I haven't actually seen it, but I'm wearing gold. It's kind of one
Lame?
Of those shows. Can you imagine? It's one of those shows, though, everybody else is like nude and I'm in a full suit because I'm hosting. I'm like, oh, jealous. I want a harness.
Are you going with the short or the long pant?
I just do the short pant with the no sock. There's always
no
an anklet in there just to annoy people.
Yeah.
Wear a sock. Yes, there's an anklet in
left
there.
Left or right anklet. Left or right with the anklet.
A left or right? Oh, no, not like an ankle brace.
Oh, that's like, what are you doing?
Jeez, I'm not a psycho. No, I mean like an anklet sock.
Oh,
hey,
oh,
I don't just think underneath. I've ever told you this, Joel. In particular, I don't think I've told you this. I had a Mardi Gras float about
Get
10
out.
Years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I was on a radio
what,
show
it?
At the time. Yeah, we had a float. I worked at Triple M in Sydney, and we had a float, and I dressed up like a pink cupcake. But you know the problem with the Mardi Gras float, that if you haven't thought it through and you're on a float, because I remember when it kicked off, sort of at Centennial, where was it? No, it ended at Centennial Park, starts off in the city.
Yes.
I was dancing my heart out. You've got to maintain that for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Like the whole time. You can never stop dancing.
Yeah. It's a long night.
I had a week off work afterwards. I'm not even kidding. That was exhausting.
Well, I love that you're a cupcake. Nobody at Mardi Gras touched a cupcake for months. Way too many calories.
Thanks, Joel Creasy. And you can see the Mardi Gras parade on SBS Sunday night at 8:30.
Lucky I wasn't there. I would have eaten the cupcake.
Yeah, oh gosh, what?
All right, Lady Gaga.
101.9 The Fox.
A 90-year-old man has accidentally eaten half a litre of paint after mistaking it for yogurt. Now, this is the difference between James and Leon Shergren, our executive producer, because he brought this to the table.
Yeah, we put it on our WhatsApp group yesterday, and I really appreciated
it. It's hilarious.
I had a good giggle.
I bet you did, and I did too, because the photo which we've popped on our Instagram is
very funny.
He must
have lost his smell, has he?
We mustn't have any taste buds.
Yeah, taste buds
because
or smell.
The jar, the tub looks like a yogurt tub.
It looks like ice cream, yeah.
It really does. And I can't imagine it tastes like yogurt, though, unless he was into that. You know, there's the very strong yogurts.
Isn't there like vegan yogurt that tastes
awful? Yeah, there are yogurts that are full of acidophilus, and they do actually taste quite.
You made that word up.
I did not. Acidophilus.
Super fragilistic.
You made it up.
I didn't make it up. 13, 10, 60. Has anyone else heard of acidophilus?
Have you?
I've never.
You made it up.
Leon.
It's a yogurt.
It's a probiotic.
It's a probiotic yogurt.
James Lake. Acidophilus is a probiotic.
He won't know. Anyway.
Acidophilus. Do you think it was a character on Sesame Street? Acidophilus.
Yes. Yeah, I did. I think Leon, our executive producer to the stars, you, what did you brush your teeth with? Deepheat or something?
Oh, yeah, I accidentally brushed my teeth with Deepheat, which really.
Early in the morning?
Feel good, yeah.
That would have been awful.
Would you have eaten half a litre of paint instead of yogurt, Leon? Pardon?
It does look nice.
It does look nice.
It's a good colour. It looks like Blue Heaven. You know the Blue Heaven milkshake?
Does.
It used to be my favourite when I was a kid.
I know. We were going to ask the question 13, 10, 60, what have you accidentally eaten? But I'm having more fun with acidophilus.
13, 10, 60, we'll get one.
Oh, we're actually just going to an ad break.
Yeah, I know,
so
but
no
I just that's why
calls.
I just said it. Who cares?
Okay, well, no one's rung.
So no one's heard of it?
No one's ringing for the phoner, which is, what have you
what
accidentally
have you brushed
eaten?
With?
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, Feb, lots of talk at the moment about 5G coming in because we're moving up from 4G. And even Donald Trump has come in and he said he wants to hurry up and get 6G. He just wants to go over 5. Well, let's go to 6.
As much as people don't like Trump, and I don't think I'm much of a Trump supporter either, I think he should have 6G.
Well,
he has a bit on.
How do you even? But you can't get 6 before 5. I imagine this is. I don't know anything about telecommunications.
Well, you're talking to the right person.
But I imagine this is a. It develops over time. You can't just. Well, I'll have 10G. It's 5 is the next advancement, and then they'll keep advancing and do more research, and then they'll come up with 6. Isn't that the way it would? Or why wouldn't we just all have 10 now? 10G.
Progression.
My issue is, and you know this, Fev, with me, I don't know why, but my phone, I keep getting 3G.
Yeah.
I can't
Who are you with? What company?
The wonderful people at Telstra.
Me too. I got 4, though.
Yeah, well, I flick into 3G all the time. Yeah, but look at your, see, you've only got one bar, though. We've both got 4G at one bar. If I go and sit on the couch out there, I've got 3G.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is by the by. What? What?
I don't want to buy a bike.
No.
Did you say buy the bike?
It's a saying. That's buy the buy.
Buy the
bike? It's like when you said wet sales before. It's just a saying. I'm bringing this up because sometimes I get confused and are slightly frustrated with technology mm-hmm. because some things advance quickly and other things don't.
Yes.
See, here's one of my issues with telecommunications and companies that make phones. I understand now we have headphones that don't need cords.
Yeah.
I don't mind
They annoy
cords.
Me.
Yeah, but the cords are fine.
Yeah, I like it.
What I want is 5 days battery power. Like,
you can buy
in this day and age, how can we can't have a battery that lasts longer than like 8 hours?
Because I think because of how small our phones are, therefore the battery runs out quicker. But if you wanted a big like ghetto blaster phone, you just put your batteries in their last days.
But don't you think sometimes that there are things that you think in this day and age, you know, when anything, people can be sent into outer space.
You can't have
cars
your cake and
that
eat
drive
too,
without petrol.
If you want a big phone, big, then you get a long battery. But if you want a small, compact phone, you've got to take the battery.
What I'm saying
out.
Is I don't understand why they can't have a small battery that has a lot of power.
Because how does it generate that much power when it's so small?
But the same way anything small, I don't think size has anything to do with it. Do you know how batteries work?
Size has plenty to do with
it. Oh, gosh. Anyway, it's not the only form of technology I get slightly frustrated with. Because here's another one.
You can buy an iPhone cover with a charger in it.
I know, but I guess my point is just make the batteries. It's just.
I'm just trying to help.
No, you are trying to help.
Don't get angry.
131060, not angry at you. 131060, what technology do you think should have caught up by now? Because here's another one I've got for you, Fev, mm-hmm. and this will be in a hidden zone. Actually, Alex, your beautiful wife, might know the answer to this. I don't understand. As much as I love visiting my wonderful hair dresser in Carly Elliott. She's wonderful. She's listening. Hi, Carly. And I love my three-hour catch-up with her.
Yeah. And but you love runway room too.
When I get tips, I know, but I've known Carly for 15 years.
Yeah, that's okay. We're better friends.
We are. when you get your hair coloured, so if I go in and get my foils done.
It takes ages.
I have to sit there for an hour and a half. Yeah. Can we not have advanced hair dye so it works in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Just sometimes you think, you know, we're close to flying to the moon and doing things like that. Can we just catch up with some of the basic stuff?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think Alex would absolutely 100% want that because I think that she'd get more clients through.
Yeah,
so therefore she'd make more money. The longer the person's hair takes, the less clients can come in.
Maybe this is an entrepreneurial opportunity to come up with a hair dye that moves faster.
Should have brought that up off air. So
Yeah, no one take that idea. 131060, what technology frustrates you because you think it should have caught up by now?
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
We're talking about technology that just can be sluggish at times. Some things move super fast. You've got the World Wide Web. You've got anything at the tip of your fingers in seconds. You can look up anything. And then there's some technology and you're like, come on, surely someone's come up with that.
Yeah. I reckon like when you get a check, it should just clear straight away. Instead of waiting 3 days.
Doesn't it?
No. Sometimes it takes, depends what bank you're with.
Do you still use checks?
People still do. I reckon I've used a check for a long time.
People still pay check. Like, even when you transfer money. Even if you transfer money. So just say you're with NAB and I'm with Commonwealth. If I need to borrow some cash and I'll transfer $500. It won't go through that day.
Really?
It'll go through the next day because we're different banks.
Yeah, come on, faster.
It should be faster because
although maybe there's a lot of security involved and I do like banks to be secure. But maybe.
Yeah, good point.
What about this one, Fev?
Didn't think you were going to unpack that.
Sorry. Hey, unpack this one
just
for me.
Just trying to come along for the ride. Trying to get my bike. Yeah. Buy my bike.
Buy the bike. What about petrol? See, I think, can we not get the petrol in the car in a faster, quicker way?
Mate,
can you not
bring
sit
back the old days where the dude, there's one in Benalla.
Yeah.
Remember I used to always fill up when I'm way to Yarrawonga and I'll fill up there on the way there on Friday or Saturday when I go up there. You pull up, they come in and they go bang and fill it up for you and you just swipe your card and you go away.
I don't understand why you can't just pay at the pump.
You can.
Oh, you can
at
now.
Some places, but
I always forget. I go up to the pump, take it off the nozzle, and go, "Oh, I'll pay for it." But you've got to pay for it before you take it off
the
nozzle.
Right? I didn't even know.
It's really annoying.
That.
Yeah.
Anyway, great chat. Yeah, now, Jessie in Noble Park. Hey, Jess.
Good chat.
Hi, guys.
Good, Jess. What technology are you surprised hasn't caught up yet?
You know how when planes crash and then they spend like days and days looking for the black box, like in the ocean and everywhere. Can't we just store that data on some type of like cloud or something?
That's a great point.
It's a great point, but the ocean's pretty big.
No, but think about it.
And it's deep.
I know, but what Jessie's saying, and she's right, forget a black box, just all the information that's been recorded just pop up into a cloud. Mm. So it never goes onto anything manual.
So the same place as the plane?
The cloud. Oh, he's on. Well done, Jesse.
He's done. He's done.
Thank you for that. And Fev, thank you very much for the comedy gold. Brett in Pagenham. Hey, Brett.
How you going?
Good, Brett. Brett, what technology frustrates you? Because come on, it should have caught up.
2019 and we still can't invent a toaster that toasts bread the same colour every time.
Oh, great point. Actually, Brett, and even on that, can't toast faster. Surely
correct.
They could toast in 10. They should be able to snap toast.
No, I like a toast that gets toasted properly. I want it to take a couple of minutes. I don't want it to be zapped and then have all these things go wrong with it.
Brett's right. Sometimes half the bread's still
half,
white.
I agree with that,
and that's...
I don't want it zapped straight away.
Oh, I guess that'd be a microwave, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I quite like waiting for it, getting the butter out, getting the Vegemite, preparing.
Yeah.
Lots of butter, a little bit of Vegemite.
You really are very good at preparing food, aren't you? Emily in Frankston. Hi, Em.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good. What technology would you like to move a bit faster?
ATMs. I think we should be able to withdraw fives and $10 notes by now.
Yeah. So...
Boxy doesn't know what they are.
Very funny.
That was your out.
Actually, on that too, what about those parking meters that just don't take 50 cent coins? Does anyone else know those ones? There are ones you can put in a 10 cent coin or a 20 cent, a $2 coin. You can't put in a 50.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Guys, just make the slot bigger. What have you got to do? Sorry about that. Thank you, Emily. Meg in Altona Meadows.
Guys, I'm taking a step back away from technology a little bit.
Okay.
But, take more than a...
Ziploc bags on cereal. How come in the 21st century this has not happened yet?
That's so smart.
That is so true, Meg.
Cereal boxes are the worst.
But you're right.
They're huge and they just...
Sorry, Meg, I mentioned slots and the whole thing fell over.
101.9 The Fox.
Al?
This is Evan Barron gonna make your dreams come true.
Oh, I'll make it happen.
They'll let you do the things you weren't allowed to do.
Oh, I'll make it happen.
Did you just sing along with that, Aaron?
I did.
Aaron Rich, flick the switch.
It's
Byron
catchy.
Doesn't sing along with the jingles. Now, we're making dreams happen, childhood dreams around Melbourne, and it's all because of the brand new film, Fighting With My Family, starring The Rock.
The Rock can do no wrong. Mate,
can
The Rock went from raising his eyebrows saying, you know what, The Rock is cooking, and now he's like the most famous person in the world.
He is, and in this movie, he has a daughter who her lifelong, well, her childhood dream is to be a WWE fighter, to be a... To one of those people, the wrestlers.
UFC wrestler.
I think it's WWE.
WWE wrestler. Yeah. This is what Lulu wants to be.
Really?
Lulu's going to love this.
I'm
going to have to take Lulu to watch this because
she'll love this movie.
Does not stop watching wrestling movies on YouTube. It's unbelievable. It's amazing.
It is. I don't know, maybe
it's a real thing.
You're going to have to find some UFC, WWE classes in Melbourne.
She's got belts. Like, we have to buy a belt. She's got like figurines.
Maybe start with Taekwondo.
Taekwondo. That's what that's what Mikey does.
Oh yeah.
Our audio dude.
Yep. Now we're talking about childhood dreams, and anyone around Melbourne, if you've got a childhood dream that you want realised, head to fox.com.au and register. Like Mandy did from Carrum Downs. Are you there, Mandy?
Good morning. How are you?
We're great, Mandy. Now Mandy, what was your childhood dream that you never achieved?
My childhood dream was to play the violin. I used to dream of the violin playing all around the world, travelling the world with it, playing at the Sydney Opera House, but it just never happened.
Did it not happen because you were not very good at it, or did you just not
I never even got to have a go. My parents would, they didn't have the money.
Oh,
I never got to have a go. I know. I thought I could have been famous by now.
Mandy, you're actually making me feel guilty. Because
I don't know if you would have been famous playing the violin.
You might have.
Name a really famous violin player.
Oh, I don't really know because I never got to.
I was asking Boxy. Well, I don't know anyone.
I'm
either.
Sure one of the tenors had a violin.
Did they?
I don't know. Pavarotti. Mozart. Might have.
Did he have one?
I could have been at the top of my game in that area. I would have felt so good to play the violin.
Oh, Mandy.
What about Andre Rieu?
Botticelli. Botticelli. Yeah. No, he's not. Botticelli's the artist.
No, it's Andre Rieu.
Well, Andre Rieu. Rieu. Oh man. Anyway,
Leon,
Mandy,
what is it?
Yeah.
Ryu, I think it is. Mandy, you always wanted to play the violin as a child. Well, guess what?
What?
We are giving you a brand new violin. Woo! It's a Stentor full-size violin pack from Stentor, wonderful people at Stentor. This includes a solid spruce, hand-carved, full-sized violin, a gauged top bow, a case, and 4 lessons to get you started.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're having violin lessons.
Oh, my God.
And after those lessons, Mandy, I want to get you back on and you can play us a little tune.
Right, sounds good.
So that's the pressure's on.
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait. Thank you so much, Bob.
Oh, that's our pleasure. There you go, Mandy. I can't have Mandy going through her life without ever having a violin.
So if Mandy goes back and does her lessons, nails it, gets on here, and then bang.
And we start managing her while she goes around the world playing for orchestras. Well, it's a great start. Now, what about Ari from Romsey? Are there Ari?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, Ari. Now, we had a chat with you the other day, last week, and you said, can you remind everybody, what was the childhood dream that was never realised for you?
So I never got to have a birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
And this is That's because your right. birthday was on New Year's Day.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't by any fault of my parents, of course.
You can't go through your life without a birthday party.
No, I know.
So, Fev, we've got you a birthday party, Ari. You are having a kid's birthday party at where else but McDonald's. You and 10 friends. They'll have their classic ice cream cake. Party hats. You've got the table there to yourself. You and 10 of your mates. It is the child's birthday party you never had, and we are giving it to you.
Oh my God.
And we've got happy meals, boys and girls toys. Ari's like, oh God.
Speechless, Ari.
The chick before got a bloody violin. I'm going to Macca's. 101.9 The
Fox. Now, Fev, I've had a first. It's a first for me, and I don't know how I feel about it. Now, I'm a parent. I have a 5-year-old.
Yes.
She's a really little social thing, and I love that because at the moment she's an only child, and I think play dates are really important, and she's got gorgeous friends, and she has great play dates. Anyway, we caught up with a friend that she hadn't seen for ages, like a couple of years, because we bumped into each other in the park, and then we said, okay, let's get the girls together for a play date. And anyway, so they were playing, and we were at sort of a play center that had a blackboard and a little area where the kids could all do crayons and drawing. Anyway, so Trix was there with her little friend, and I've always prided myself on being fun time mum. Like I want to be that mum, you know, like when I want Trixie's friends to love me.
So you've changed from last year.
What was I then?
Boring.
Well, no, Trixie might think I'm boring. Yeah,
but you try.
But I want to be fun time mum. I want to be that mum that when she's even a bit older and they're like, oh, let's go back to Trixie's house because her mum's really cool. Like, that's who I want to
be. So like, might be like my kids.
Yes. I want to be like you, Fev, actually.
No,
but it's true. God. I reckon you're...
Didn't think it was going to come.
No, but I reckon your girls, all their friends would go, oh, let's go over to the Favolas. Because Fev's really cool.
Yeah.
I reckon you're a fun time dad.
Yeah.
So that's my aim. But I came up against something. So we're at this play centre and Trix and her little friend were playing. But I was keeping an eye on this because Trix started to look really sad and she was coming up to me crying. And I'm like, what's going on?
She's getting bullied.
And, not bullied exactly. Her little friend, every time Trixie drew something on the blackboard, her friend was just wiping it off.
She's me.
And she, and Trix, and then I was watching, and because I just said, Trix, go back. I'm sure, your little friend's going to let you. Anyway, so she's gone back to the blackboard, and Trixie's drawing this gorgeous picture, and she's really earnest, Trixie. Like, she's really
What
just,
have you done?
No, so anyway, and her friend's just wiping off. And I've heard Trixie say, can you please not do that because I'm trying to draw a pretty picture. And her friend just wiped it off. And I'm sitting back and I'm biting my tongue because I'm thinking I've got to let her negotiate the world and yes. you're going to have situations like this.
Deal with
anyway,
it herself.
So I just piped up a little bit. I went, hey, Trix, why don't you go and do some crayon colouring in the, you know,
like
the
move on.
Bits of paper. Yeah. Move away from the blackboard because clearly that's not working.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's gone over. She sat at the table, got some crayons to draw a picture. She started to draw it. The little friend picked up the piece of paper and ripped it in half. And I went, okay, this is a first for me. I'm getting involved.
I love this kid.
So, oh, come on. It's safe to say we're not having any play dates in the future. But anyway, I went up to the little girl and I went, hey, why don't we play a game where we don't ruin each other's drawings?
Like, fair enough.
Why
good
don't
parenting.
You draw something and Trixie will draw something and then you can just have beautiful creations.
Together, yeah.
Anyway, she looked at me and laughed and just ripped up Trixie's picture.
In front of you?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I went, oh, someone's being naughty, aren't they? And as this was happening, it went through my head. I went, I'm about to, I think, tell off someone else's kid.
Unleash.
And I don't know. Anyway, I ended up having to say to her because she kept doing it and I said, hey, I said, this is not very nice behavior. And if you're not nice to your friends, you're upsetting your friend. Yeah. Look, Trixie's starting to cry because you're ruining her stuff. Anyway, the next minute, this little girl burst out crying.
Oh,
she's had a massive meltdown and everyone's looking at me because we're at a play center and she's not my daughter and I've made her cry. But I was, and even Fev, you know me, I was actually gentle in the taking, I was taking her down, but I was doing it gently.
She's played you, mate.
And then her mum came over and she's like, oh, what's happening? Mm. And I'm like, look, we just had a little incident. It's all good. And she's like, you know, yep. Trixie's mum said I couldn't do this. Anyway, it ended up this moment of I'm that parent that's told off someone else's child. And I... Now,
which, but it was warranted.
Well, I thought it was warranted.
100% it
but
was warranted.
An interesting landscape, this Fev, in this day and age.
I remember I think we were playing somewhere. It might have been a play center or something. And a kid was taking ages to go down. And I just like sort of nudged him. Come on, bro, get down. And I was like, I reckon I was 7.
Yeah.
Or 8. I was old. Anyway, this mum come up and said, can you please not do that? So I just started. Literally, I bawled my eyes out. It wasn't sad.
Yeah, and you were pushing him.
Yeah, I bawled my eyes out so everyone would look, and she felt awful.
Of course she did.
Yeah. Smart.
At 7, you were that manipulative. I don't understand.
It's like, yeah! And then she was like standing there going, oh, my God, what have I done? And then they walked off, and I was like,
you
got it.
Nothing's changed. 13, 10, 60.
I reckon that's what that kid's done to you.
Have you told off someone else's child? Has it gotten you into trouble?
I yelled at her.
Have you fallen out with friends? Because I don't know that play date's ever going to happen again. Because I just, there was that awkwardness around. It's just that she wasn't really behaving and I was trying to help and you weren't there. It's a new landscape for me. I'm not comfortable with
it. I don't ever yell at any kids ever.
I didn't.
Because I am a kid.
So you are,
I don't, yeah. I'm the fun uncle, fun dad, fun friend.
Yeah.
But I did the other week, Jason's daughter, Liv, had a sleepover and she come up to me and hit me. Like she hit me in the head and like laugh because we always muck around. I said, hey, don't do that. Like, cause I was in bed.
Yeah.
And she pulled her eyes out and I was like, oh no.
Dear.
And I didn't yell. And she, just cause she'd never seen me.
Never seen that side.
Yeah.
Of you.
And I was like, oh, and so I went up to her and she just gave me absolute donuts, like gave me nothing. And I was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Just gave her the iPad and then I was back again.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah.
I was.
101.9. The Fox.
Thank you, Aaron.
I've just eaten Aaron Rich, probably one of the best things I've ever eaten.
It gave me a heart attack.
It's a Tim Tam slam.
It's a choc malt and sticky caramel.
Tim Tam.
What's embarrassing about this, though, is I opened this packet at 6 a.m.,
There's one left. and I've only had one.
So I've eaten how many
There's
Tim
like
Tams
10,
in a packet? I've eaten 8 Tim Tams this morning. How many have I eaten? Count.
Yeah, 8 Tim Tams.
I've had eight Tim Tams. And I really want that last one. Anyway.
How long is it gonna last for?
Healthy pregnancy. Now with 13, 10, 60, I just told a little story about I'm in an interesting phase where I found myself needing to discipline someone else's child, which made me really uncomfortable. Mm. And I did it as delicately as I could. But you can see how you could get into trouble when you've got to tell off someone else's
child. How close are you to the mother?
Oh, no, I hardly know them. Oh. Like, I hadn't seen them for a few years. It was like just a running. The girls were just playing together.
And when will you catch up again, you reckon?
I don't think we'll ever see each other again. Paris in Werribee. Hi, Paris. Hey, Paris. Paris, have you had to discipline someone else's child?
Yeah, this is happening to me at the moment. I'm a first-time mum, also pregnant with my second.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And I've got a 15-month-old, and he started going to playgroup. And last week when we were there, this little boy just picked up a truck and just whacked him over the head with it.
Oh, no.
It's so hard, because then my reaction was, oi. But, like, you just don't know what to do. Like, if the other mum's taking care of a newborn, she's not watching like I am. So it just becomes really conflicting. And, like, being a first-time mum, you don't know how to react to that. And I feel like I'm taking it a lot harder than he.
Yes,
and
the problem, I agree.
Yeah, and the problem is, Paris, if you go up to that mum and say, oh, your boy just hit my kid with it, she'll be like, no. Because unless they both see it. Because sometimes you are distracted when you go to the play centre. Like when I took my kids, I was eating toasted sandwiches, watching the basketball and having a coffee. It's brilliant for a little time out.
Yeah, don't you find you feel the emotion of your child? Like if you see your child...
There's nothing worse seeing your child...
If you see your child hurt or their feelings hurt, it's 100 times in you. Like within me, I'm like more broken and she probably doesn't care. But, oh, Paris, I feel you. Oh, maybe we just shouldn't... socialise our kids. I don't know.
Homeschool, stay at home, mummy time.
Yeah, maybe that's the answer. Sue in Frankston. Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Sue, how do you go about telling other kids off?
Well, my experience was I invited some friends over and they had little kids, or not even little kids, around 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out colouring in and everything, trying to amuse them. And one of them started drawing all over my walls.
Where was the mum?
I'm not going to name names.
Oh, no, but where was she there? Was she watching?
She was just there sitting having coffee and she didn't say anything. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? Put out paper, you know? And then the mum turned on me. And she was like, we encourage our children to express themselves wherever. This is my walls of my house.
Sue, was his mother a friend or just a play date friend?
It was like a mum's group kind of set up thing.
Just encourage our kids to get out.
Yeah, maybe you can teach them to express themselves at their own house, but when they're out, you know, like...
There's rules.
Do you know what, Sue? You're not alone.
No,
like, those
no
kids
way.
Are out in someone else's house at the moment.
There's
causing
gotta be
damage.
Rules. If you're at your house and you allow your kids to do whatever they want, when you step outside and you're in public, there's rules because other people don't obviously have the same rules as you do in your household.
Well, I tell you who else don't have the same rules. Police. They call it graffiti.
Yeah.
They'll get you when you're older. You can't just draw anywhere.
Imagine someone went into your house boxing and started go, oh, God, on your gold minted walls.
Ha, they're not gold minted.
Can we get that replay?
No.
101.9 The Fox.
Ava Max and Sweet Psycho, 826 on the Fox with Fifi, Fev and Byron. Hot one from Melbourne, 28:15 outside.
Interesting wording there, Boxy, isn't it?
What?
Psycho.
Oh, Sweet but Psycho. Mm. That's a codes breach.
I know it is. Aaron Rich said it.
I shouldn't have said it. But Aaron, don't you say it. Why would I say that?
Code breach.
Tell you who's breaching.
He's that nervous.
Did you realise you broke her?
Look at him. He's really flat. He's a nerd. It's flat.
Now, speaking of breaching moral codes,
maths,
out of control last night.
It is out of control.
If you missed last night's episode, Cyrell confronted Martha. So the backstory is, in a nutshell, so apparently Nick was sort of touching Jessica's foot under the dining room table.
Yes.
Jessica's told Martha, and then Martha's sort of been a bit gossipy, and then she's gone to Nick anyway.
Whispers, Boxy.
It's a bit like that. Nick's gone and said to Cyrell, look, this is actually what happened. It was innocent. And Cyrell's gone, how dare Martha spread this, you know, gossip and this rumour. So then Cyrell went to approach Martha. Now, as you beautifully put earlier, Fev, to me, the problem with this show, Maths, it's not doing women any, it's not doing us a good a service.
No,
because
it's not.
The women on this show are unfortunately not coming across very well.
And no, they're not.
Let's have a listen last night to this fight between Cyrell and Martha.
All right. Because when I've gone upstairs, I told her, look, Martha put it in a way that as if it was sexual.
I put it in a way that it was sexual. That, yeah, how do you even, know? Because I told Nick. Nick came and told you
and
something
that's
else.
What Nick said!
If you f***ing swear at me and scream at me like that one more time.
What, Martha?
I won't. Scream at me.
Don't f*** around with me, Martha. I am f***ing scared of you, brother. Move out of my way.
Cyrell.
Are you f***ing laughing?
Are you f***ing
laughing? Don't laugh.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God, you're a f***ing jerk.
Have some respect.
Boxy. I don't know. I love this show, but it does portray women in a bad light. There's six women, and they're all pretty cray-cray.
Well, Ines. I mean, she's gone Ines, now, but they she all was turn, not giving us a good
and
name.
There's an episode tonight where you've got another one of the girls, Jessica, trying to steal the husband off someone else. And I live with four women, and I work with a lot of women. None of you girls are like that.
No, it's weird. Strange,
and they're betraying. I don't know why they're betraying. They're betraying their men to be nice guys, women? Where men they're probably the worst.
But it's almost like
don't
I
you agree?
I agree. I think
in this day and age, what happens in our actual life, most of it is from men.
I think the guys in the show are coming across a lot better.
That's
than
what
the
I'm
women.
Saying. Yeah. They're betraying it the wrong way.
Yeah.
They're betraying these women as crazy.
Look, I think you do get nasty women out in the real world. This is what I don't get, and I'm not saying that I'm any sort of martyr, but in my whole life, I've never fought like that with another woman. Like, I can't think of I'm going to ask, we've got Ali and Casey. Ali or Casey, have you ever had a screaming match with a woman?
These two fight over each other to get the phones. I want the good call. No, you have the good call.
Never, not ever.
Never had a fight like that, Case.
I've had a screaming match, but it was with my male housemate. That was fun.
Really? Casey, I can't
Did you win?
That.
Did you win?
He didn't wash up properly and it was really frustrating.
And you screamed at him.
He was a very frustrating individual. It's a long story. No, not for now.
Ooh, that's...
You're a dark horse. I can't imagine you screaming at anyone, Casey. But it is interesting, isn't it? That you can, that for some reason, this show just attracts the type of person that would carry on like that.
It's just... But it's riveting.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Bit of a conspiracy theory.
Yes,
we've got
we do. Sorry, Feb's just laughing because I have eaten a whole packet of Tim Tams.
Oh, you've got okay.
No. You moved before and you hurt something in your tummy.
So
I said, are you okay? And you go, I'm really worried. It would just have hurt me, not the bubba. And I said, don't worry, the bubba's fine. The eight Tim Tams might be a real issue for the bubba, not the little muscle that you just tore.
Gee, maybe that
should have come out going, woo! Woo! Party!
I've got to be careful. Gestational diabetes if I keep eating like that. Oh dear. Anyway, God. It was all I could find to eat this morning. Now, speaking of food, now this is a delicate one. Byron is not here today. Now, last thing we heard from him last night, and he was at home, and he was with his ex-wife, Chrissy, the wonderful Chrissy. I'm not sure why.
Are they actually divorced?
Yeah, definitely. And his 10-year-old son, Zephyr, because Chrissy and Zeph are out from LA, and they're staying with him. And it's a wonderful setup. I love that. Very, very mature, modern family. And Chrissy is one of the best cooks. Like, when they broke up, I was devastated because I wouldn't get any more of Chrissy's food. Chrissy can cook. She made an amazing Mexican feast last night. Let's have a listen to Byron having a chat with Zeph and Chrissy about her food.
How good was the homemade salsa? Ooh. Bit of kick to it, bro.
Uh-huh. Bit of kick.
Poblano. What else?
Jalapeno.
Roasted garlic, roasted tomatoes, roasted onions. Smashed everything.
All fire roasted.
Oh, boy.
He was devouring the food.
He did. And then I think later on in the story, Boxy, there was a big bowl of like chicken. What sort of chicken
did
you
choose? It was minced chicken, but it was minced organic chicken. Sort of home.
And he was putting it in a Tupperware. And she was like, oh, yeah, saving that for tomorrow. And he's like, yeah, this is delicious. I'm saving it for tomorrow. But...
Well, what's happened is he's been up all night in the bathroom over the porcelain bowl. He's been very unwell. Now, we've got one theory we're floating here that Chrissy has maybe possibly sabotaged his career, which is, I think it's funny. And I'm always team Chrissy. But imagine, like, obviously the food's great, and I'm hoping that Chris and Zephyr are okay. Maybe just Byron was
poisoned.
You said it.
Oh, it's you just, were fishing for
well,
it.
No, it's just
you were
funny.
I was like the goldfish. I was like Nemo, and you had a little bit of a worm over my face going, om, nom, nom.
Well, no, because I've said to him constantly, oh, are you eating Chrissy's food? He's like, no, she hasn't been cooking. The first meal she cooks, Byron's been taken out. And I
Or is it the first meal Byron's had in about 3 weeks?
Well, exactly. He's got a very weak stomach. Mm. He's on bulletproof coffees. But this could be an interesting area to go to on the phones. 13, 10, 60.
Have you been poisoned?
Has your ex poisoned you?
Really? No, let's do it. Do that.
No. That might be a little specific. Has your ex tried to sabotage you in any way, shape, or form? Any messy breakup, there might be some way that you think an ex has tried to sabotage your job, maybe, your personal life. It's like when you start, and I've got a friend, I remember he started dating somebody new. And his girlfriend just would turn up on the doorstep and, like, come to collect things. And she knew what she was doing. She's like, he's on a date. Yep. I'm going to turn up 100%. And just ruin the date. Yep. Just deliberately sabotaging. And the girls would go, oh, this is too messy. I don't want to get involved.
Yeah. A couple of drive-bys.
Yeah. So he couldn't date.
Mm-hmm.
It's not confirmed that Byron's been poisoned by his ex, but it's certainly an interesting coincidence.
It's 98%.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
No Byron. And we think we might have a theory as to why Byron isn't here this morning.
Oh, Aaron, what are you trying to say about Byron's ex-wife?
I would be careful.
I've already broken
one breach today. Whoa.
We just noticed. So Byron was fit and healthy yesterday. Last night he was at home with his gorgeous little son, Zephyr, who's out from the States with his ex-wife, Chrissy. And Chrissy is a phenomenal cook, and I have eaten many of her meals, and I can attest to that. She can cook. Anyway, Byron had this amazing Mexican feast, and then he was up all night been sick.
Mm.
So there could be a suggestion if you were, if you had a really dark, dark mind like Aaron, you might think that she has.
So you really think she poisoned him?
Oh, I'm just going with your theory. It was your theory.
We never said that. Jeez. What we talk about off air stays off air, Aaron.
Aaron. Well, we won't tell Chrissy you said this about her, Aaron. But we have asked the question 13, 10, 60. Has your ex sabotaged your life?
Great question.
Isn't it?
Hold on, Boxy.
Renee in Reservoir. Hi, Renee.
Hey. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're well.
Yeah, good, Renee. Renee, how has your ex ruined things for you?
It wasn't my ex, but it was my friend's ex. They broke up and he was extremely not happy about the situation. So he actually put Nair hair removal in her shampoo and conditioner. And she's washed her hair with that and lost some hair.
Oh, how much?
Disgusting.
Oh, quite a bit. But to add insult to injury, he then stole each pair of shoes she had. He stole one shoe.
Wow.
He was, Mr. Evil, actually.
Yeah, he sounds like a nasty piece of work. On a lighter note, Renee, do you reckon that sounds heaps more fun without Byron? We're having fun, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, you guys are rocking it.
Yes. Rocking
it.
Thanks, Renee.
Renee. That's bad.
She might have done us a good service.
What, Chrissy? If she has, in fact, sabotaged his career. Tegan in Altona Meadows. Hey, Tegan.
Hey, how you guys going?
Yeah, good, very Tegan. Well. Were you sabotaged by an ex or did you sabotage an ex?
I sabotaged my ex.
What did you do?
Oh, I was in the kitchen. Oh, this is over 10 years ago. I was cooking dinner and I can't remember what he did, but he really annoyed me to the point where I thought, oh, fuck you. So I was cooking pies and I was also like just doing the dishes, you know. And so I took the lid off the pie and I put some dishwashing liquid in it. Oh, no, it's better. And then, I mixed it in, and then, I dunked the pie in the dirty black dishwashing water, and then I put the lid of the pie back on, put it in the oven, sort of harden it up, and then I fed it to him.
After his pie, did he burp bubbles?
Well, that's what I thought. No, he didn't.
Did he notice that it was poisoned?
No, I was watching him, but,
I was watching him. say it like he did nothing wrong.
Did you tell him, Tegan, after he'd eaten it, what he'd eaten?
Oh, no, he can get stuffed.
Hey,
I knew it. Great work, Teagues. I don't condone that, but it was very good. I got a friend who, I've told you this before, Boxy, who had a partner who just went out and hired something else and was with that, you know, was with another person.
She hired another person.
Yeah, like hired, I don't know. I was trying to say it without saying cheated.
No, hired another person.
Yeah, was with another person. Mm. Anyway, she went over to his house and went through his closet and cut all the sleeves off his suits, cut his shoes in half and cut his pants into shorts. Had like $100,000 worth of suits.
That is brutal.
Wow.
Well,
did he hire another person?
No, he was just with another person. Oh, I was just trying to get around the whole...
I thought he'd hired someone. No,
well, he may have.
Say goodbye to boring and hello to Willow Apartments Doncaster. With a 5% deposit, say hello now and receive a bonus $9,000 in Smeg appliances free. Visit willowdoncaster.com.au for more.